I'm Catherine, and I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
I think the first thing I'm going to do for you few wonderful souls who got up this morning for this early, early workshop is to qualify. I returned to CEA How 23 months ago and have been abstinent since then. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I think that's a really important thing to say. That's how it works in CEA How. I'm a food step and inventory sponsor, and I have lost 110 pounds so far. And why I think I qualify to teach this workshop, I'm not sure that I do, but the Daily Reflections book that CEA How is going to publish is really important to me. And I've submitted a lot. I've tried to submit a lot of submissions. And when I get that book of Daily Reflections, I'm hoping that it has a lot of different people's submissions and not just a few people's submissions. So I'm hoping that I can get some more people to submit their writing to the online collection of submissions. Will you raise your hand if you ever submitted anything online for the Daily Reflections book? So we have one practiced person. Good. So you might be able to help us if we need it. I have submitted things to the CEA How website for a long, long time. Before I came back 23 months ago, I was in relapse for about 12 years. But I submitted writing when I was abstaining in CEA How in like 2000 and maybe even in 1990. And I was so surprised and sad when I came back this time and I read that in 2013, the literature committee kind of stepped down for a while and the website committee just started collecting and counting these submissions, because if they don't get a certain amount of submissions, it doesn't make sense to work on a Daily Reflections book. So all these years, the website has been collecting and collecting and collecting submissions, and still no Daily Reflections book. Well, at conference on Thursday or Friday, the literature committee announced that they have over 1,000 submissions and that they will begin the process of editing and selecting submissions to start compiling a Daily Reflections book. Now, that's going to take a while. The gal at the conference said, oh, hurry and get your submissions in the next couple weeks. But I got to tell you, it's going to take them a couple months at least to even just read all those submissions. So I don't want you to think that it's time to say, oh, well, the job is done, we don't need to submit anything, okay? For one thing, out of those 1,000 submissions, they have a lot to pick. They've got to find a lot of good submissions. And the other thing is that except for Diana, you haven't submitted yours yet, and we need yours, Arliss, and we need yours, Maceo, and we need yours, Irish, and Adele. And can you tell me your name?
My name is Linda.
Linda.
My sponsee is the writer. She's the one I keep saying, submit, submit.
Good. Well, you're going to have to start doing that into the mirror now, okay? Because we all, we are this program, and we all have something to contribute. And I'm going to talk a little bit about your feelings and my feelings that I don't have anything to contribute and that I'm worthless and that I shouldn't submit anything because nobody wants to hear what I have to say, right? I don't know if we all have those feelings, but I know I did. I lived with them my whole life, and I'd like to be done with that part of my life of feeling worthless and like I can't contribute. So I'm going to try to help you if you feel worthless sometimes, or if you are the person that's like the doormat or whatever. I'm going to try to help you get past that. At least I'm going to suggest that you do what I do to try to get past it, and it's something I have to work on every day. I don't want to sound like, oh, I'm done. It's all over. I'm healed, because my negative thinking problem is as serious as my compulsive eating problem. I have to abstain from negative thinking on a daily basis. It tells us that in the tools when we read about reading and writing. You know, it says negative thinking is a part of our disease, and we have to abstain from negative thinking one day at a time. And this is how we do it, by reading and writing and doing 12-step work. This is my first time doing this, if you guys haven't figured this out. The logistics are not exactly how I planned, because they asked us to tell them, the committee, exactly what we wanted. And I said, I need a room with tables for writing. And I said, I need a screen and a presentation system for my computer. And so it's going to be what it is. And I said the Serenity Prayer with Ginger, the workshop committee chair, and everything's going to be, I guess, the way it's supposed to be. I don't know if it'll be shorter. Probably not, because I can talk and talk and talk. And I'm gonna ask you to write today. So maybe it won't be short. Maybe we'll be in a rush to get out of here at 9:45. I don't know. One thing I'd like to do before I talk about writing is talk about humility, because I had a definition of humility that, I thought I was humble. I thought I had humility, and what I had was perfectionism and self-hate and self-loathing, and I equated all of that stuff with humility, and I realized that just like pride and conceit, self-hate and self-degradation and feeling worthlessness is just as much pride as the other things that we consider pride. Grandiosity. So I guess why I say that is because I think in CEA how there might be more people who relate to poor self-esteem and feeling bad about themselves than they relate to the words grandiosity and, self-sufficiency and words that are in the big book, maybe because they relate a little bit more possibly to alcoholism. I never saw myself as a high achiever or as someone who tried to be on the top of the heap, but in the big book it says that there are those among us who try to hide under the heap, and that is just as bad for our disease as stepping on people to try to get up to the top. I have a little inventory. I'm not sure that was a good segue to this little mini inventory, this inventory is a name it, claim it, and dump it. And it has to do with what I think is your first and most important amends that you need to make, and that is the one that you have to make to yourself. Because any amends that you make to others, I think, is going to be jaded if you have not forgiven yourself for your past, for your compulsive eating, and for all those things that rattle around in the back of your head that you regret. And I'm going to ask Adele, since she's my helper, to come and pass some paper out. It's just a scrap paper. It's not anything special. You actually don't want to do this activity on anything special because of what you're going to do to it later. You're going to need something to write with, and hopefully you have a folder or something that will replace the tables that we don't have. A little bit later when I ask you, I'm going to give you a writing assignment. I think maybe what we'll do is go out and we'll find a table in the courtyard where you can be like on your own in private and actually have a surface to write on, because you're going to need a surface to write on if you want to do good writing. What you're going to do with this paper, some of you may have done this before, is you're going to fold it in half. And forgive me for talking about food, but in kindergarten we call this the hamburger way. If you fold it skinny, it's the hot dog way. And if you fold it fat, it's the hamburger way. Our society is obsessed with food. I want to talk about that a little bit today, too. On one side, I want you to write a regret, something you did, thought, or something you didn't do that is a reoccurring regret in your life. It could be something devastating, or it could be something simple, something that maybe occurs to you over and over again. I have conversations that occur to me over and over again. How did I say that? Why did I respond that way? So on one side, you're going to put that regret, that thing you beat yourself up over.
Right now.
I didn't tell someone I loved them. I had to go back out into relapse. I hurt someone's feelings. I stole something. I was really mean when I was teaching that year, and I had that child in my class, and I didn't realize he had a learning disability. Whatever that regret is. If you have no regrets, then you do not need to write anything. If you can't come up with something that really bugs you, then you are in a good place. Good place. Or maybe denial, one or the other. And if that's the case, then you're done with this activity. So you won't do the next part. Okay?
Does the rest of the workshop premise on this?
No. But any of you who feel you'd like to be somewhere else are welcome to go somewhere else. On the other side of the paper, I would like you to write what you learned from that experience. And again, that could be, you could have learned something very simple, like, I learned I never want to do that again. Or it could be more profound. I learned that I have a higher power, and that I can have a personal connection with my higher power. I learned that people are forgiving. And as you're writing what you learned, I'm going to tell you about the rest of this, okay? What you're going to do is put a good crease in it, and you're going to tear it in half. You're going to tear off the portion of this that has your regret on it. And so the two pieces are going to be separate. And you are going to destroy that regret. You can tear it up. You can put it into a shredder. You can just bunch it up and throw it on the floor, and me and Adele will pick it up later. Whatever you'd like to do to destroy that. I prefer it if you don't fold it up and put it in your purse or pocket, or even scrunch it up and put it in your purse or pocket, because I don't want you to find it later. I want you to leave it here. If you do this at home, I find putting it in a shredder to be really, really therapeutic. So what you are going to take with you is the part, is what you learned about yourself and about the world. And that's the only part you have to keep. Remember, we're talking about an amends that you are making to yourself. Pardon my language. And you got to keep the good stuff. I think, you know, the key to getting through this life is going to be whether you can see the good in things and whether you can make the good in things. I tend not to be the person who says, you know, God makes everything happen for a reason. And he might. He might make everything happen for a reason. I'm skeptical about that. But what I do believe absolutely 100% is that God can make good out of anything that happens. He can make anything turn from a tragedy into something powerful for someone. And I hope this can be a powerful tool if you hang on to that stuff. If you are like me and you have a lot of negative thinking and you have a lot of negative self-talk, because I was out there for a dozen years trying to learn to stop that negative self-talk. I felt like I did it. I felt like I accomplished it. And then overnight, it was back. It was all so much like compulsive eating. For me, stopping my negative self-thinking was like going on a diet every morning and breaking my diet by, you know, by noon, because it was so automatic. If you don't have a sponsor that calls you on your negative thinking, maybe the two of you can work on that together. Maybe when you hear your sponsor start saying negative things about himself or herself, you can call him on it or her, and then she can do the same for you, because we do it all the time, and a lot of it is unconscious or subconscious. So why bother submitting? One thing we talked about at conference is that it seems like CEA Howe has gotten a little smaller. Our meetings have gotten a little smaller. We haven't had as much growth as we usually have. We don't have a lot of new meetings. We don't have a lot of new intergroups. One of the problems, I think, is that there are a dozen 12-step groups for compulsive eaters. And the problem with that is that we're runners. I'm a runner. So as soon as I get uncomfortable, I'm going to run and try to do something else. And I need a reason to stay. And CEA Howe is hard. It might be simple, but it's hard, and I'm sure all of those 12-step programs for eating are hard. But I think CEA Howe needs to set itself apart in some way, and I think having a daily reflections book written by the fellowship would set us apart in a big way. I know of one other 12-step group that has a sort of a reflections book by its members. It may not be an organization we can compete with, It's a big organization, but I think we can become a big organization too, because it works. It's freaking scary, and it's hard work, but we know it works. And I think that when we look at all the obesity in America and the problem with American thinking, and maybe worldwide, we know we have a solution to a problem, and people out there don't know it. They still don't know it. And so let's give them the answer. Let's tell them what we did, and give them the opportunity to come to believe. And that's, you know, and that's how we do it, by sharing our experience, strength, and hope, even if it's in 200 words or less. So I'd like to try it. And I can't show you the submissions website online because I don't have a projector or a screen for my computer. But what I do have for you, on, I believe on the third page of your handout, is a worksheet to do some writing. I have put on the chairs, Adele and I have put on the chairs by the aisle, many big book quotations. And I would recommend, since there's so few of us, that you take a bunch of them. Okay?
Are they different on each seat?
They are they are different on each seat. There are only one or two that are duplicates. So if you grab a bunch, you're probably not going to get a duplicate. And I'm not even sure we put all of them out. I probably have, I don't know, I have a couple hundred. So most of those quotes I cut and pasted from the computer. And I recommend when you put your work on the computer that you save it to a document before you put it online. Because when you put it online, it disappears. Disappears, and it becomes the property of CEA Howe. But I want, you know, not all of those submissions will be accepted, and I don't want my work to disappear. So I'm going to save my work and keep it. And then I'm going to cut and paste it into that that form on the CEA Howe website. Okay? So this is what I'm going to suggest, and this might make you uncomfortable, and I'm sorry if it does. We may even lose some of you, I don't know. But I would like you to take those quotes and this packet, and I would like you to take 20 minutes, which could include a break, could include the bathroom, or just walking up and down the hall. I'd like you to take a few minutes to read the quotes, just maybe pray and meditate on them for a few minutes. You can either pick one that you are inspired by, or you can start writing and then pick one. But I'd like you to fill out this worksheet with a quote and with a reflection of your own. And I'd like you to do it at a table where there is a writing surface. So what I'm suggesting is that you take until, let's say, 9:05. If that's not 20 minutes. 20 minutes is not a lot of time to reflect and write. I'm afraid the longer I give you, the fewer I'm going to get, fewer of you I'm going to get back. So I'm going to say 20 minutes. And if you're still writing and you need a few more minutes to write, don't worry about getting back on time, but just kind of make a goal of about 9:05. And that's going to leave like a really weird and strange gap on the recording, but I think that maybe they can edit that out. And so before I send you out, I'm going to say this. When you come back, I'm going to ask you if you'd like to share what you wrote. You certainly don't have to. If you do, you have to sign that you're speaking at the mic. So be sure you sign in with Adele if you think you might like to share. If you get frustrated and you think this is a really horrible exercise and you want to do something fun, there's a couple of puzzles that I included in your packet so that you can avoid this homework altogether. One of them is just a bare bones list of possible topics. You don't need to pick a topic when you submit your writing, but topics may be chosen for you. You know, in a daily reflections book, sometimes in July or in December, they pick meditations that talk about holidays. So topics may come out of your writing, but you don't have to pick a topic. So you can do the topics word search, or you can do the crossword puzzles, which I was thinking should be called happy words, but whatever. Just spend 20 minutes outside of this room and then come back, and hopefully, if you're willing, I'd like you to share with us. Thank you. You are dismissed. And we'll continue. Okay, it's a little bit later than I said, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. I think what I'd like to do is before I have you come up and read something that you have written today, if you'd like to do that, I should read you something that I have written. And you might think, well, why didn't you do that before we started writing? But the fact is that I want you to be inspired by the literature, by the big book quote, by whatever you're responding to, as opposed to being inspired by what I'm going to read right now. So that's why I waited until after. And here is something I submitted in July of 2014. So I had almost a year of abstinence when I submitted this, and I haven't reread it, so it'll be a surprise to me, too. And the quote is page 84 from the Big Book. We have entered a world of the spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we have harmed someone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. And I responded, my new life is like an organism. It is not inanimate or set in concrete. My recovery has to be nurtured. The care it needs is spiritual. I must ask daily for God's will and guidance. I must work the steps, use the tools, and abstain from all forms of addiction, or my living recovery can wither. What can I do today to grow in recovery? I need to abstain from three things: compulsive eating, negativity, and isolation. My disease thrives while I practice any of these. All three are ways I beat myself up, denying myself health, happiness, and love. My higher power wants me to experience a full and wonderful life. He will help me achieve it. So I took that, because I have that in a Word document, and I cut it and pasted it into the form that is on the CEA How website. So I will talk a little bit about editing and about what happens to your submission after you submit it, because that can be a little bit nerve-wracking to know someone has your creation in their hands. If you're just one more time, I'll say, if you're going to come up and read into the microphone, please go and sign in with Adele. Is there anyone who would like to share with us your quote and what you wrote? I'm going to take Irish first, and then I'll take Arliss. Irish.
Good morning. I'm Irish, compulsive eater.
Hi, Irish.
The quote I chose was from the Big Book, page 164. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. I wrote, the word trudge is an important one here for me. I am not skipping along or cavorting. It is often a time of very hard labor. But I am on a road that will lead me to happiness if I stay on it and keep to the task at hand. And there is sheer joy and delight when I connect with another traveler of my kind, especially as I live in an isolated situation. I try to take each opportunity possible to savor those moments of connection. They are precious gemstones that I can reflect upon when alone once more. Because truly, when I do take the time to reflect, I internalize that I am never truly alone.
Thank you, Irish.
I'm Arliss, compulsive eater.
Hi, Arliss.
First of all, I'd say I need help with cutting things shorter and editing because I'm long-winded. So, okay, my quote was, a new life has been given us a design for living that really works, page 28. Before program, I saw no reason for me to continue my life. I had a wonderful home, four great children, a business, a loving, responsible husband, but I felt inadequate, a failure in so many areas of my life. I was so overwhelmed and depressed and thought that if I could just lose my weight, my life would be okay. I can't ever read my writing. Okay. But at this point, I had tried so many diets, pills, exercise, and other things to lose weight, and over and over and over, I always gained the weight back with even more. So now I had finally given up. Then I found 12 steps, program, and God. I started following directions and asking God for help, to help me each day, every day. I abstained, called my sponsor, wrote, read, prayed, and slowly but surely, for the first time in my life, I started taking part in my own life. I started valuing Arliss as a person, Arliss as a woman, and a worthy child of God. I became aware of talents and gifts that I never knew I had. I started seeing the beauty and good in others and in the universe, and I started using the program tools to solve problems in my life. I felt so good, I couldn't understand what was happening to me. So I asked my sponsor, what is happening? And I'll never forget how she responded. She said, oh, Arliss, you are just getting in touch with your magnificence. Wow. What a surprise. What a blessing. I didn't even know I had magnificence. Thank you, God, for this new life. This new design for living that really works.
Thank you, Arliss. Is there anyone else that would like to read what they wrote? Thank you, Diana.
Good morning. I'm Diana, compulsive eater.
Diana.
First, I'd like to thank you, Catherine, for doing this workshop. I knew when I saw this on the schedule, this was the one I wanted to attend. So.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And my reading today was page 30. We learned that we had to fully concede to our innermost selves that we were alcoholics. This is the first step in recovery. The delusion that we are like other people, or presently maybe, has to be smashed. And I actually looked up the definition of concede. It says here we had to fully concede. And to concede means to admit that something is true or valid after first denying or resisting it. And in step one, as everybody knows, we admitted that we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. And I focused on the difference between admitting and conceding. To fully concede goes beyond admitting because, as defined, first there must be denial or resistance. And thinking back to a time before God blessed me with a spiritual awakening, I was definitely in denial. My survival technique while being in the active disease of food addiction was to make myself think that being fat was okay. I went even so far as to convince myself that it was the skinny people who were always sick. I told myself things like my personality was more important than my looks. My personality I would keep forever. Everybody gets old, and no matter how good-looking they are, their good looks would eventually go away. And that was kind of an example of my denial. So I had to not only admit that I was powerless over food, but I had to concede. I had to replace my old thoughts with new thoughts, with God's thoughts, and fully concede. This was my first step, and only after completing this step could I move on to the other steps and build a life of recovery. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, when you sat and listened to someone else read and you had that feeling, like you might have got goosebumps or you had that feeling inside like, wow, you need to know that when you got up and read, that's what we felt. And so consider that that good feeling that you got is something that you're giving away if you're sharing with us. Thank you, Maceo.
Yes, I thank you too for your work. As I commented before, you did a lot of the sort of infrastructural work behind the scenes, so you just make this really easy. Okay, this comes from Big Book, page 84. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. For by this time, sanity will have returned. We will seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recoil from it as from a hot flame. We react sanely and normally, and we will find that this has happened automatically. Key word here is automatically. This is an act of grace, especially with food. Unlike alcohol, it will have to be one meal at a time, not one day at a time. But the initial surrender has to be there, which is why we have the first three steps. And then we apply this surrender, this acknowledgement of our powerlessness, unmanageability over food, to people, things, events, and even our dreams. And the second one I wrote, this comes from page 14. It doesn't mention the book, but I think it's the AA Big Book. Remember, it was agreed at the beginning we would go to any length for victory over alcohol. Ironically, the longer I stay in the program and the more graces I received as a result of work in this program, the easier it is to not want to go to any length for victory over food. Perhaps this is what some call spiritual pride. My sense is that the answer lies in remembering those first few days as I stumbled into the rooms at CEA Howe, blind, angry, enslaved to eating the way I wanted to eat. One of my favorite quotes comes from a previous edition of the A book in the story section. Let us never forget that we are living on borrowed time. Do I, with all the graces I have received in my life as a result of working how, still really believe this, that I am living on borrowed time because of what C. Hay Howe has so freely given me? Thank you.
Thank you, Maceo. I think I saw Adele writing a little bit back there. Do you want to share with us, Adele? Anyone else? Would anyone else like to share? All right, this isn't a meeting, so we didn't all clap when everybody shared, but I have to clap, you guys. Wow. You guys don't need to know this for yourselves, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because you have sponsees. And that is on that first, the first sheet that some of you did your writing on, the one that's called Preparing for Submission, I think it's the third page. At the bottom, there's a very short list of editing suggestions. I wrote quick tips for readable writing, and the first thing on the list is to relax, because no matter what you do to this writing before you submit it, someone is going to read it and edit it, and it's going, you know, they're going to look at the spelling, they're going to look at the grammar, they're going to fix it up if they need to. Like I said, that clearly doesn't, you're not going to need to worry about that, this group here. And probably anyone who is abstaining and was able to get themselves to this convention has it together enough to do a submission like this, even though a lot of us are walking around feeling insecure and like we're not good enough. We need to start looking at what we accomplish on a daily basis. I mean, if we work this program, if we work half of this program, then we're very competent people. It's a hard program. We write every day. And if you have trouble with that word every day, we write on a regular basis. And so we are very well practiced at this this form of service, because it's one of our tools and we do it all the time. Anyway, quick tips for readable writing. Relax. Your submission will be edited for grammar, spelling, etc. Another reason to keep your copy is that when you turn in your work in any venue, you know, in any publishing venue, editors cut things in, and it probably doesn't hurt if your submission runs a little bit more than the 200 words, because they're going to cut and pick probably a little bit when they read your work. Avoid repetition that is not for emphasis. When you want to emphasize something, it's okay to repeat. And if you've been writing like we write in CEA, when you read your writing to your sponsor, you'll hear that repetition that makes your writing a little awkward. So when you write for submission, read it out loud, and when you hear those repetitions, that's when you use that thesaurus in your mind and you say God and higher power and creator instead of saying God, 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 right? So just check for repetition. Try to make your sentences vary in length. And if you read your writing to yourself or read it out loud, you're going to hear if you have a run-on sentence. So break it up if you need to break it up. My mom taught me when I was growing up that if I really wanted to check my spelling, I had to read the words from the back, from the end of the paper to the beginning. Because when you read your work, you read what you think you wrote and not necessarily what's on the page. So if you look at the words from back to front, you are more likely to catch typos and spelling mistakes. If you want to do that, someone else will catch them for you if you don't. And then there's a little how-to about getting onto the website and submitting your work. But I want to talk to you about one more thing before we close this up, and that is I have included a sample of what you might like. If this turns out to be something you love to do and you have sponsees that you think need to do this, you might consider starting a writing meeting. I don't think that writing meetings are unique or novel. We have writing meetings. Maybe not a lot. I don't think there is one in my inner group right now. But the sample format in this packet is for writing for submission. That doesn't mean that everyone who writes at your writing meeting will submit their writing, but I think that you know that an exercise like we just did today is valuable even if you don't submit it. So consider if you need to start meetings in your area, consider a writing meeting. I many, many years ago attended a very, very powerful writing meeting, and I might have done, I don't want to say I did most of my recovery in that meeting, but I think that my recovery was definitely enhanced by attending that writing meeting. And my writing, my program writing got better because I attended that writing meeting. I was able to listen. You know, we hear, yes, did you have a question? Oh, absolutely. Are you saying you'd like to read one or you'd like to hear one? You'd like, yes, please. She signed in, so yeah, come up and read. Thank you, and thank you for saying so. And anyone else who came in or wants to read, they can do that.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jaisha, and I come from San Diego.
Hi, Jaisha.
So the quote is one of the ones that we're giving. I don't know which book is that. The page 63.
Yeah, all the quotes you have today are out of the big book.
Oh, okay, good. Being all-powerful, he provided what we needed if we kept close to him and performed his work well. It's page 63. And then my writing is, at times, I get anxious thinking I don't have enough or I won't have enough in the future. But when I make an inventory of what I have right now, I realize I have exactly what I need today. My higher power always provides enough and the exact things I need. My suffering comes when I want more or I want something different. If I feel anxious about not having enough food, shelter, income, love, I write down everything I am grateful for. When I look at what I do have, I can switch my thinking from lack to abundance, from anxiety to gratitude, from fear to love. That's
it. Thank you. Now I'm going to give you a charge, and that is, even if you don't go out and want to start your own meeting, you all have sponsees, or you will have sponsees. And one of the most wonderful things my sponsor does for me is she reminds me to endorse myself for what I do, for my writing, when I'm doing service, when I'm calling. She led me to a happier and more joyful life because she reminds me constantly to endorse myself. And I have asked my sponsees to endorse themselves, and sometimes a sponsee will say, you know, this is all God. And you know, that's true. It's all God, except for one thing, and that is the decision. You still have to make the decision. So endorse yourself for making the decision. Endorse your sponsees and teach them how to endorse themselves. I think that's what's going to make us strong and help us stay in recovery, God willing. And I think it's going to make CEA House stronger if we endorse each other, be patient with each other. If you were there last night, what did Marion say? We can be kind. Is that what she said? We can be kind. So let's be kind to one another. It is still about 10 minutes early for letting you go. I would like to know, I guess, first, if you have any questions for me. And while you ask me questions, I might think of one or two things that I forgot to tell you. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, when you put your writing on a Word document, like a word processor, or most of us have Office Word, some kind of word processing document, it can count the words for you and tell you how many words you've written. So you know if you've gone way over, then you can cut it down yourself. If you've gone a little bit over, I think you'll get some help from the editors cutting that stuff down. Again, I encourage you to save what you write before you submit it online. If you have any problem submitting your writing, I don't know if I put my name and number on this, but I know online I put a little flyer online for this workshop, and my name and number is on that flyer, or you can ask me later. Because I would be happy to help answer questions for you. I don't know a lot about computers. My computer literacy ended in about 1990. So after that, I was no longer computer literate. But this is pretty simple, I promise you. If you've ever been on the CEA How website, you're halfway there. So good luck and have fun with it. Diana?
Diana, compulsive eater. I have a question.
Hi, Diana.
In this workshop, you focus mostly on the daily reflection submissions. Could you tell us other opportunities for writing or helping with editing or other things we could do?
I think that's a really good question, and I don't know for sure the answer, but I'm going to suggest that the CEA How World Service Conference has a literature committee. And that committee is going to be extremely busy. So if you want to be a part of the process of editing, reading, and choosing the submissions for this particular book, you contact World Service about getting on the literature committee. I don't know if you can volunteer, if you have to be elected. But I'm sure there's going to be enough work to go around. People aren't going to turn you down if you offer to do work. Now, as far as submitting for other things, I think that if you take a look at AA literature, you know, AA started with a big book, and then I think came. Probably comes of age, and then the 12 and 12. I think that the opportunities are going to open up, but they're going to open up slowly. So I don't know what the future is going to be for what kind of submissions they'll want, but I think that they'll always want personal stories. I mean, even the AA Big Book is updated with personal stories. In every edition, they put new stories. I feel like I'm not answering your question, Diana. So maybe the answer was I don't know. I'm sorry. Does anybody else want to respond to that question?
Linda, compulsive eater.
Hi, Linda.
I don't have the exact information, but I am a member of the intergroup. That's the LA intergroup, and I think they have a website where you could get the contact person, or you could find me after I find out the information. But they've started a newsletter on the back of their meeting list, and they've been putting out a call for writing submissions for their little newsletter. So. It's a small step, but it is an opportunity. It's the Los Angeles Intergroup. And I'm not certain of the name of the website, but you can probably get it off of the General See How website.
Yeah, just one more comment about that before Irish comes up, and that is newsletters. Your own intergroup newsletter is a great place to publish what you've written. If you have a new newsletter chair in your intergroup, you can talk to your newsletter chair. Be careful, because if you ask somebody about a newsletter chair, you may become the newsletter chair. But that's a, you know, that's a chance we always take when we inquire about things like that. Thank you, Irish.
Irish compulsive eater, you can also check with the CHOW office, GSO at CHOW.org, to see if you have an idea for a project. You can check to see whether someone else has already thought of that idea and is already working on it. If they are working on it, you can maybe band together with them. For example, that's how the questions that were just passed at this last conference on the questions on the Daily Reflections AA book and the other ones were people who worked together to do that. So if the office is aware that people are working on projects already, that either might stop duplication of work or give you an avenue to join in that work too.
Thank you, Iris, very much. Anything else? Oh, yeah. Is it Jill?
Hi, I'm Jill T.
Hi, Jill.
And I asked this question regarding the WSO committees, business committees. And a person who is not a delegate can be part of that committee if they have a specific skill,
expertise.
She had the word that I couldn't remember. They can have outside non-delegate members with specific expertise. And then I'm on the sponsorship committee, and we are going to be writing some sponsorship articles. And if you have some expertise in writing, I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone. Anyone else? Okay, this is what I would like to offer to you since we do not have our presentation station. If there's any of you who've never been on the World Service website or you want to see what the submission site looks like, there are, you know, if all of you come up here, it'll probably be crowded, but if a few of you want to come up and see what that looks like on the computer, I'll bring it up for you. Otherwise, I believe that's all I have for you. I hope that you'll leave me some of these. Take a couple of quotes, but leave me most of them because I'd like to do this again for my own inner group. I want to say thank you to Adele and also to the guys who are doing audio for us today. And thank you for showing up and putting yourself in the chair, because that's where it's at. Thank you very much.